RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea.
This is Inviloner, the academic radio show in English by UNAD, Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. Music, literature, culture, language learning, and more. Stay tuned.
Is this travel guide yours?
Yes, it's mine. I feel like traveling, but I have so much work.
Oops, you said traveling? Where would you like to go?
I don't know. I was thinking maybe going overseas, but I don't have much time.
But Leonardo, what going overseas? Did you know that here in Colombia we have many, but many interesting places to visit, and you do not have to invest much money or time in a plane? Actually, you just need a weekend.
Yeah, I know. But I have gone to many places in Colombia and I'm looking for something really different, unique.
Okay, if you're looking for something different and unique, why not going to the Huila's Desert?
A desert in Huila? How come? I thought there was a desert only in La Guajira.
No, you're wrong, Leonardo. That's why many people think, but actually there is another desert in Colombia, located in Huila. And it is very attractive, different, and unique, just as you want it.
Wow, that's cool. But tell me more about it.
Well, I know someone who knows a lot about this desert and all the Huila's touristic attractions. Let's listen to Cesar Garcia. He's a teacher at CEAD Pitalito, and he's eager to tell us about it.
Great. Go ahead, Cesar.
By law 46 of April 29, 1905, was created Department of Huila, province consisting of Neiva and South. On June 15, the same year, it started its independent life under the administration of Dr. Rafael Perdomo Puyo. The Department of Huila has 37 municipalities, an area of 19,990 square kilometers, and a population of approximately 900,000 inhabitants, comprised of descendants of Spaniards and native and people coming from other regions of the country, especially in the departments of Tolima, Putumayo, Caquetá, Cauca, and Nariño. Border on the north by the department of Tolima, Cauca to the south, the east with Meta, Caquetá, and Cundinamarca, and Tolima and Cauca west with. According to Gerardo Rachel Dolmatov, the name comes from the word wheel, which means orange color, a original expression used to worship the sun. Huila is located to the southwest of the country. According to data from the physical and political map of Colombia developed by the Geographic Institute Agustin Codazzi, the surface of the department is 19,900 square kilometers, beating departments of Caldas, Atlántico, Quindío, Risaralda, and Sucre. The economy of Huila is mainly based on agriculture and livestock production, oil exploitation, and trade. Agriculture has developed and modernized in recent years, and its main crops are coffee, cotton, rice irrigation, beans, corn tech, traditional corn, sorghum, cocoa, sugar cane, banana, cassava, iraca, and snap. The oil fields are located in the north of the department, and for the distribution of gas by pipeline is connected Bosque Neiva, where reserves represent 1.2% of the national total. In the central cordillera, silver and gold is mine. Other non-precious minerals mined are quartz, calcite, marble, and sulfur. Craft production is very elaborate, especially ceramic and hat. The manufacturing industry is underdeveloped, however, have been installed in Neiva factories of food, beverages, soup, cigarette, and liquor. The centers of great commercial activity are Neiva, Garzón, and smaller Kale, Gigante, La Plata, and Campo Alegre. When you observe the start from the desert of La Tatacoa, it is easy to see why San Agustin, Colombia's largest archaeological center, and of course is located in the department of Huila. In its ancient shaman cemetery, every statue contains the tomb of a magical being and the marks of a civilization that bestowed mysticism upon nature. Magic, a word that encloses the legacy of this culture, as exemplified by the statue of La Shakira, which crowns the marvelous landscape cave of the Magdalena River Canyon. As if paying tribute to the region's beauty, you may relax while horse riding in the surroundings, or you may prefer to join the river and the adrenaline of its rapid. By day, the sun crosses the desert of La Tatacoa while putting on a show of shadows that dance on rocky formations. Perhaps the beauty of the Huila region was responsible for inspiring the bambuco, a dance that became a national symbol and displayed its maximum expression during Huila's mid-year festival. Love stories are told with its movement, and the region's scenery is woven into the colorful dresser to together with the millenarian legacy of marvelous artists and exquisite cuisine. The bambuco constitute one more proof of the true character of an amazing people. To tour Huila is to discover the mystery of an ancient ancestral culture that is still perceived as alive. It is about understanding the importance of nature and learning about major archaeological treasure. But above all, it's about running the only risk of one to stay.
Es el Huila mi sentir, doy mi vida por volver a mi tierra querida, cantarle con placer.
Todos los lunes y cada 15 días, contando hasta 10, los acompaña con temas de interés de la vida cotidiana a las que expertos en psicología darán respuesta.
Escúchenos todos los lunes a las 11:30 por Radio UNAD Virtual.
Una invitación del programa de comunicación social SEAD Arbeláez Fusagasugá.
Salud Global.
Un programa donde su bienestar tiene un espacio.
Escúchenos todos los martes a las 3 p.m. por la radio UNAD Virtual.
Short stories, biographies, poems, all of these in only one place, Literature Time. In this section of the show, you can share with us your favorite stories. If you're a teacher or a student and love reading or writing, come and share them with us.
As the sea, my love is deep. The more I give to thee, the more I have, for both are infinite.
Wow, Leonardo, that sounded beautiful. Why are you so romantic this morning? Did you write that?
Well, I love being romantic, but this is not a song, Silvana. It's a poem.
A poem? Who wrote it?
It was written by William Shakespeare in the Romeo and Juliet story.
Yes, William Shakespeare. How could I not know it? He's my favorite English writer.
Of course he is, Silvana. He was one of the best writers of all times, and he was not only a poet, he was an actor and a playwright. His plays have been translated into every major living languages.
Wow, I know. He was so talented. You know what? I know one of his poems by heart.
Really? Tell me.
So here it goes. Such is my love, to thee I so belong, that for thy right myself will bear all wrong.
Wow, Silvana. Now I think you are the romantic one.
Well, it's always cool to be romantic, but I learned this verse when I was in high school, and I have never forgotten it. You know, William Shakespeare's life has always called my attention. I know many interesting facts about his life. For example, he was born on April 26, 1564, in England. And then he married when he was only 18.
18? Wow, that's interesting.
Yes, only 18. Can you imagine? His wife's name was Anne Hathaway. She was 8 years older than him, and they had three children, Susanna and twins, Hamlet and Judith.
Well, I also know something about him, but mostly about his career.
And what is that?
Well, I know that he started his career in London as an actor, writer, and part owner of a playing company called the Lord Chamberlain's Men, later known as the King's Men. I also know that he produced most of his known work between 1589 and 1613. His early plays were mainly comedies, and history genres he raised to the peak of sophistication and artistry by the end of the 16th century. He then wrote mainly tragedies until about 1608, including King Lear, Othello, Macbeth, and Hamlet, considered some of the finest works in the English language.
Wow, Macbeth, Hamlet, I love those stories. Listen to this. So loving to my mother that he might not be deemed winds of heaven, visit her face too roughly, heaven and earth. Must I remember? Why? She would hang on him, as if my increase of appetite had grown by what it fed on, and yet, within a month, let me not think on it.
Definitely amazing writing. Wish I could write like that.
Yes, I wish we could all write like that, but people like him are really, really, really unique, Leonardo.
That's true.
Well, we can write like him, but we should be thankful for all his writings and all the amazing poems and stories he left us before he died on the 23rd of April, 1616. Men like him should never die.
I agree, Silvana, but don't be sad. His literary inheritance must inspire us to become excellent writers. So, before we finish this section and to cheer you up a little bit, I just want to tell you that his most inspired and romantic passages on love and devotion are perfect for Valentine's Day.
Yes, I know, Leonardo. That really cheers me up. So I will do that for my Valentine's, and you can do it too. Just check on his books or poems and express yourself Shakespeare style.
I will do it for sure.
When you smile,
Do you like horror movies? To be honest with you, I don't. But have you ever watched a horror movie? Yes, a few in the past, but not anymore. Did any of those movies scare you a lot? Yes, several ones. I could not sleep. Which one scared you the most? The Ouija. It was terribly scary. I have never watched a horror film since that day. How about you? Have you ever been scared by a horror film? Well, I once watched, but it scared me a bit. Just a bit? I bet you couldn't sleep. Hollywood has produced several scary horror movies. Some of them have been very controversial and popular because of this. Well, one of her colleagues recently made a survey about it, asking people about the scariest horror movie people have ever watched. Here's what they said.
Hi, I'm Adolfo León Restrepo, and this is a special report for Inville On Air. We are at the SEAT Palmira asking some teachers and students these questions. Have you ever been scared by any horror movie? Which one and why? These were their answers.
Yes, I have. The movie The Ritual with Anthony Hopkins, because it has really hard scenes showing the audience what the demon can do in our lives and also tests our beliefs in the evil.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yes, I have been scared. I was very nervous and emotionally touched with the movie Paranormal Activity because I get scared with the idea of the existence of demons that is present in that movie.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Oh yes, I have. The most scary movie I have watched is the Japanese movie called The Grudge. It's a history of a woman and a little boy in Japan who were killed by the father in the family, and then he commits suicide. Then the home becomes haunted. It's very, very scary.
Well, not really, but let me think. When I was a little boy, the movie that I was really terrified was The Nightmare on Elm Street. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
It's about that one guy that is, got some blaze on his hands. So, and you can be killed on your nightmare. So I couldn't sleep on that night that I was watching the movie. I think that it was the one that I was really scared about.
Yes, I had been scared, very scared by The Conjuring, because that movie is based on real life events. Also, I have felt some weird thing in my home, and for that reason, I can understand how scared the parents' family could have been. Very, very scary.
To be honest, I have never been scared by any horror movie. To me, that's all fiction.
All right, that's all fiction to you.
Exactly, that's all fiction for me.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, it's a pleasure.
Well, let's see. It's been a long time since I saw a movie because scary movies really scare me. So I don't like them a lot, but I remember that Nightmare on Elm Street, you know, Freddy Krueger, those knives. So, but basically what scares me about scary movies is the loud noises, you know, they make you jump off the seat, and well, that was a long time ago. Other than that, I haven't seen any movie lately because I don't like to be scared.
Well, it all seems some people like to get scared from time to time, but Halloween does not have to do with people being scared all the time. That's why at the end of the show, we will show you the top famous Halloween movie soundtracks of all times. Halloween is also about fun.
As fun as Pitbull Lady's song. Have you listened to it? It's called Fireball.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity. You know the roof on fire. We gon' boogie, oogie, oogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance. Like the roof on fire. We gon' drink drinks and take shots until we fall out. Like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell him, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell her, baby, 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 I'm a fireball. and say it. Walk this way.
I was born in a plane. Mama said that every word but know my name. I'm the best you've ever had. If you think I'm burning out, I never am.
Walk this way.
I was born in a frame. Mama said that every word but my name. I'm the best you've ever had. If you think I'm burning out, I never am. I'm on fire.
Very contagious rhythm.
As we promised you guys earlier, here are the top famous Halloween movie soundtrack of all times.
So let's start with the first one. Let's check if our listeners can recognize this famous song.
Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters!
place to kiss. I ain't free to know cause. You gonna call
Ghostbusters.
If you have a dose of a freaky ghost, baby, you better call
Ghostbusters.
Ow! Let me tell you something. Busting makes me feel good. Afraid of no ghosts. Don't get caught alone, no, no.
Ghostbusters!
When it comes through your door, unless you just want some more, I think you better call.
Very famous and fan song. I love it. Can you still remember what the movie was about? I sure do. It is about three oddball scientists get kicked out of their cushy positions at a university in New York City, where they studied the occult. They decided to set up shop in an old firehouse and become Ghostbusters, trapping pesky ghosts, spirits, haunts, and poltergeists for money. They wisecrack their way throughout the city and stumble upon a gateway to another dimension, one which will release untold evil upon the city. The Ghostbusters are called on to save the Big Apple.
There is another song originally sung by the Rolling Stones. Can you guys tell me which movie used it as a soundtrack?
Sure, let's listen to it.
I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year, storing many men's soul and faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Me, damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate.
Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. Oh, yeah. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. I stuck around St. Petersburg. When I saw it was a time for a change. I killed the Tsar and his ministers at a station, screaming vain. I rode a tank, held a general's rank when the blitzkrieg rained and the forest stank. Oh, pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. Oh yeah. Oh, what's puzzling?
Ha 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 ha
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual.